I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Politicians are playing the blame game as the Afghanistan withdrawal two-year anniversary approaches. Meanwhile, Afghan Christians are sharing the gospel. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
one of the really complex challenges is, okay, we have a new believer. Now, how are we going to help them grow in their faith? Because this is a very challenging environment. You're not gathering 20 people together and saying, hey, let's have discipleship class.
VOM USA helps persecuted believers who left Afghanistan, as well as those who stayed behind. Look for the full story online to send tangible aid.
Many people think, oh, the Taliban took over and now all the Christians were persecuted. Well, no, the Christians were persecuted before the Taliban takeover.
And most importantly, pray. Ask God to give Afghan believers wisdom and supernatural courage. Sharing the gospel is no easy feat. And for teen girls in Uganda, their time of the month often means missing school. But they don't have to. Every Child Ministries held a health training workshop recently where Ugandan moms and their daughters learned how to make reusable supplies and how God created their bodies. Mark Lucky with ECM says,
when it comes to the items that the women and the girls need, they're just not available. Or I should say they're not available at a price maybe that is affordable to most of them. You know, they try to use other methods, but when we can help them to make the reusable pads, then they're able to be healthier.
It also provides gospel opportunities. ECM's Family Empowerment Program still has room. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.